happy day. It's Friday, everybody. Welcome to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast on this December 7th, a date which will live in infamy. That's right. Welcome, welcome. I wonder if we have any World War II vets that listen to the podcast. That'd be pretty cool if that were the case. But if not, and you see a World War II vet out and about today, well, give them a big old hug from yours truly. It's Dave here with all the best stuff from this morning's broadcast for you. We started things out by talking a little sports gambling, horse betting, in fact, because a guy turned several bucks into five figures somewhere. Pancake porn. Well, not really, but that's pretty much what this was. That came up in another story involving a contractor. We busted John's Christmas balls once again, and there's five remaining on the tree for next week. And some truly fantastic prizes left for you to bust open, but you got to make sure you know when we're doing it. It's sort of a floating contest every morning. All the info can be found on WMGK.com. Kevin Hart, yeah, that's the big story today. He's involved in a scandal surrounding his being tapped to host the Oscars, and he's now out. That lasted about as long as Scaramucci's tenure in the Trump administration. We had our 2 cents to throw in on that, and it got brought up once again when Christina P. joined us. Comedian Christina P. She's at Punchline Comedy this weekend, and we had a really fun chat with her, a really cool gal who I think you will enjoy. And Gino Bisconte was back with his Eagles pick for the weekend. It's our matchup against the Cowboys, the sequel. How does he think that will shake out? Well, you'll find out very shortly. Let's dive in together. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I know that this week you haven't had the opportunity to make another one of your ridiculous parlay bets.
Right.
And did you won one of those, didn't you?
I did. I won 300 some dollars.
Okay.
So I'm still playing with house money.
You're still playing? Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
That's what you want.
Well, this guy, Gregory McQueen, has got you beat.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He basically did a horse wagering clinic in California, if you want to call it. What he did is he did a pick five where you have to pick the winners in races 5 through 9. All right, at this racetrack.
All right.
Okay. He put down a $3 bet.
Oh, okay.
He hit.
Sure. All right. Well,
all five?
All five.
Okay. Ooh, $3.
What's the math on
probably
that?
$60,232.
Oh, wow.
Got to get into horses.
Wow.
Now I see the appeal.
After taxes, 45 grand.
That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Really, really good.
$3 bet.
So you're an underachiever.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DiBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Here's the problem with guys. Guys always will always take a good situation one step further and ruin it.
Okay.
Damn it. All right. That's not true.
Okay. A landscaper in Connecticut recently seduced a coworker by getting naked while they were on the job. All right. So the landscapers, they're on the job. That's somebody's house.
It's a porn plot.
Okay.
Never works in real life.
And he covered himself in maple syrup.
Hot.
Okay. All right. The coworker, she joins him and brings along blueberry jelly and introduces that to the mix.
This seems like it was pre-planned.
It does.
This is pancake porn.
Exactly. You got blueberries. You got maple syrup.
Yeah, who's bringing the butter?
All right. But, and here's where he went wrong. When she found out that he was secretly recording them, she went to the cops, reported him, and the guy was arrested for voyeurism.
Dude, you ruined it.
Now, if this is a problem for you...
When you hire a landscaper, the last thing you want to worry about is him rubbing syrup all over his body and recording himself having sex with a coworker in your home. That's why, at Premium Landscaping, we're committed to not rubbing syrup all over our bodies and recording ourselves having sex with a coworker in your home. That's our promise. To you.
Let's just say my last experience with a landscaper wasn't so great. The worst part was when he rubbed syrup all over his body and recorded himself having sex with a coworker in my home. I'm still having to wash syrup out of my couch. Unbelievable. But thanks to Premium Landscaping, I can rest easy knowing that they won't rub syrup all over their bodies and record themselves having sex with coworkers in my home. Kind of nice, you know?
It sure is. So next time you hire a landscaper, hire Premium Landscaping, where our motto is don't rub syrup all over yourself and record yourself having sex with a coworker in the customer's home. Call now.
I mean, I think it only makes sense.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Play that funky music, white boy.
102.9.
What do you want, man? You tripping.
MGK.
We were happy to hear that Philadelphian Kevin Hart got named to host the Academy Awards. And yesterday he withdrew his name from the Academy Awards because some internet trolls went out there and looking for things that he has said in the past. And he has said some disparaging things towards gays, lesbians, you know, the community. All right. So I couldn't go through the letters right now.
Right? We forgive you.
I don't believe in the queue.
These breaks are short.
So anyway, so he dropped out. All right. But he put out a statement. He put out a video yesterday. And I've got to tell you, this is the best I've ever heard it put. All right, and he's not saying that he didn't do these things. Right. Listen to what Kevin Hart had to say.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on to find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space in my life. The same energy that went into finding those old tweets could be the same energy put into finding the response to the questions that have been asked years after years after years. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay on my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
I mean, the man just doubled in size for me, and that's all. You know,
wow.
And that's some height, all right? You know, we first heard he was going to do the Academy Awards. It was finally going to be shorter. I didn't realize it was going to be not less tall, right? You know,
One of the few times comedians do offend me is when they apologize.
Yes.
That's one of the only times comedians offend me, so good on him.
But look, I mean, he's got it right. He's gone through the apologies.
Right, he's
if
been
you
there.
Went through that. If you went through the bother to find things that he said in the past, go through the bother to find out if he said anything to make up for them, right? And if they don't like that he's made up for, I am with him. I am with him 100%.
And if they need a short comedian, I'm sure Vinny Brand's available.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, and a stand-up comedian in his own right. Ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Vineland, New Jersey, Gino Visconti joins us once again. Good morning, Gino.
Yo, dude. How we doing today, buddy?
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm feeling good because the Eagles are only a 3.5-point underdog. So someone out there believes that they're better than they might be. So.
Well, you know, when you come off an impressive win against Mark Sanchez in the same game where you can't tackle Adrian Peterson running 90 yards with a walker and 32 years of football on his hips, you got to feel confident about an Eagles team that, much like me in every relationship, is lying to your face.
I hate to agree, but he's right.
Let me explain something to you, and I want to be wrong, and let me tell you, 82% chance I am. But the point I'm trying to make here is everything's coming together for Dallas right now. Let me tell you something you two may not know. Football is a lot like comedy. You know what the secret is, guys? You know what the secret is?
Timing. I'm sorry I didn't set you up for the oldest joke in the world.
The oldest joke in the world just ran 90 yards for a touchdown. Almost like we rehearsed it. Two of these. Look, I want to root for the Eagles. I do. And this is like, it's hard to believe, and we were talking about this 2 weeks ago, that this game is for first place technically right now.
Mm-hmm.
But still, even if the Eagles, and this is where I think the Eagles' problem is, like the Cowboys' schedule the rest of the way is soft, like the food you're eating now, John. It has a porridge-like consistency. Okay. The Eagles, meanwhile, are looking past this game at a Rams matchup and a Texans matchup. And I don't understand the play calling by Doug Peterson anymore. Did you watch that game Monday night when they go up eight? When they go up by a touchdown, they're like, "Let's go up to be up 9 points." Why do you need to be up 9 points against Mark Sanchez? What is the logic there? Hey, let's go for this. So in case we don't get it, and in case we throw another interception, pick six, it's a tie. I don't get the play calling there, and I know it's a divisional game. And I know the people in Philly are going to go nuts, but I'm taking the Cowboys, and I think they win by four or more.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, keep in mind.
Hey, Philly, the way I'm picking, I'm doing right. You a favor.
Right. This bodes well.
Right. This bodes well for the Eagles.
Right now, you heard everyone in the studio go, Oh, thank Christ.
Gino Visconti, our guest, Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
I look forward to it every week. All right,
well, good. Well, we got a song for you, Gino.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom, The John DeBella Show. She's already complaining. The John DeBella Show, all right?
Me?
Yes, you.
Complaining?
She was curious who that was.
Which one?
The artist that we just played.
Oh,
she was curious as to who was singing that day.
Elton John. Yeah, I did not know that.
Wait a second.
I listen to terrible music.
Are you a hip-hop fan?
I'm not a hip-hop.
EDM?
I'm stuck in the 90s. I'm stuck in,
alternative?
80s punk, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
All right, we're getting there. The voice you're hearing is that of Christina P. Her latest tour, Ride or Die, has come to Philadelphia. All right. She will be appearing tonight at 7:30 and 10 o'clock at a Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. Oh, yeah.
You got video cameras all around you. Everywhere you turn.
I look great.
You wore your best hoodie.
I wore my best hoodie. Thank you for noticing. And my sweatpants.
They're very, very nice.
Thank you. Well, you just had your second child? I did. Can you believe it? Wow. I don't know what I was thinking. I went back for seconds.
Good for you.
5-month-old. And a 3-year-old boy, two boys.
Okay.
And I'm exhausted all the time. Like, there's some days I'm walking the dog and I can be like, I'll just keep walking. I could go away, right? I could just run away. But I know, I love them. Do you have children?
Yes, I have a little boy.
One?
34.
34? All right.
Steve and I recently became fathers.
We have kids under two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brutal. Yeah. So
two
you look like.
Yeah.
Say it again.
2 in January, and he'll have 2-year-old in March.
I actually did the head bob on, you know, when you fall asleep. I did it on the tub the other night while I was washing my son. I had to catch myself before I basically faced into the ivory in front of him.
Yeah. Is he talking yet?
Oh, yeah. A little bit. Yeah. A couple words here and there. Small sentences.
Bourbon.
That's fun.
He can say bourbon. He can say vodka. Check my Instagram.
Yeah. It's sort of strange that these are the first words he's learning.
Yeah. My favorite is my older son sees me pumping my boobs, and then he goes, big boobs. That's all he's talking about. So cute. You know, and also his school, you know, he goes to preschool three days a week, and the teacher goes, you know, your son doesn't like playing with everybody. I go, good. Why should he? Good for him.
Thank you.
He's smart. Yeah.
Thank you.
I taught him to be antisocial like his mom. Good.
Well, are you really antisocial or are you really anti? You better get ready, you two. Uh-oh. Millennial.
Oh, how dare you? I'm not anti-millennial. I do think there is some nonsense with the social justice warrior stuff, let's be honest.
Yeah. Right.
You know, it's getting. Have you heard of transracial?
Yes.
Transracial?
I know it sounds like transgender. It's not. See, look at the millennial shaking her head.
She probably has a class on.
She does. She's taking a class on.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. like Rachel Dolezal. Have you heard of her? She was born white.
Right. Born white, but she believes she's black.
Yeah.
Right. So she's transracial?
Which is great. And her parents outed her, essentially.
Right.
And I'm like, you really have to think something's up. Because even the Unabomber's mom was like, well, boys will be boys. And you know what I'm saying? That's crazy. What do you think? What do you make of all this?
Of millennials in general?
Or of society?
It's, I'm, I, you know what? I understand change. I get change,
yeah,
right?
Me too.
You know, and correcting mistakes from the past,
yeah,
right? And I believe the way to correct mistakes from the past is don't make them again. Don't go back and crucify somebody for something they did 40 years ago, which is exactly what Kevin Hart is going through this morning.
What happened? I didn't hear.
Oh, he dropped out of hosting the Oscars because some troll found some, you know,
tweets from like 2010, from 2009,
yeah. Right? Where he made some gay jokes. Right.
Oh.
You know, and he's apologized for them. He explained himself. Right. He's apologized for them a couple of times. But someone dug him up and the Academy turns to him and says, you've got to apologize if you want to do this. He goes, I'm done apologizing. Thank you for the offer, but I'm done. I won't do your show.
Yeah, it's not fair, I think, to take things out of context and time.
Right, exactly.
You know, the jokes you could do 10 years ago, you can't do today. And that's okay.
I'm not
fighting for the right to tell gay jokes.
No. Right, right.
Yeah, but I mean, don't crucify a guy for the past.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It seems silly. And also, like, I know on college campuses, they have a thing where they don't even let the person have an opinion that's contrary to what is going on. Is that what you're doing? Are you protesting that? No, I'm just kidding. She's so cute. You have to see how cute this girl is. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's wacky time for comedy.
Right, right. Yep.
That doesn't slow me down, though.
No, I noticed. I noticed on the Mother Inferior.
Thank you.
Special.
And the Degenerates. I have a half hour.
Oh, really? What is that on Netflix also?
It certainly is. I was 8 months pregnant, and I did it in Las Vegas. I was out of my mind. Because I had this stuff on the Me Too movement. I wanted to dump on all the guys doing bad stuff. So I rip on, you know, Weinstein and Louis and Cosby and all that stuff. It was fun. It's a good special.
What's it like being sober in Vegas? You were probably the only person there that was.
Vegas is the grossest place on earth.
Yes.
Even drunk. I hated it there. It's the worst. Do you like Vegas?
I mean, I've never been there sober, so I figured it might be a little different.
So nasty.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not different. It still sucks.
Okay.
Are you a drinker? Other than coffee at the moment?
You know, like red wine. I'm a mom, so like two glasses of Pinot Grigio and I'm wasted. Oh, what's happening? I don't even know.
Well, right? Now we know how Segura got her.
My husband's the best, isn't he? Great.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Tom Segura, I love him. We're so romantic. We've been married for 10 years.
Wow. I didn't
realize
that. Yeah.
I'm not up on my Segura. Christina P.
And but together for 14, and the other day we finished making Sweet Marital Love. And he rolls over and he looks at me, he goes, you know, I didn't fart that whole time. And I'm like, you're not supposed to. And he goes, but I had to, and I held it in, and that's respect. And I go, do you even see me as a woman anymore? Where is this going? Are you married?
Yes.
How long?
21 years.
What's the secret?
Have your own office.
Go away.
That's it. When we first started living together, my father-in-law, my wife wanted my office to be in the basement, and I don't want to be in the basement. I want to be up here in the house. I want to be on. And my father-in-law goes. He goes, basement. Take the basement.
Was he Asian? Was he old?
Johnson.
He taught you karate.
He had one. He had an office in the basement. He says, "Believe me, he says, this is where you want to be."
Yeah.
And he was so right.
That's so true because my husband does that.
Uh-huh.
Like he has a dad den, and now he's building an office away from the house.
Okay.
I'm like, you're just trying to get away from us? The answer is yes. But I guess that's a secret. Are you hiding from your wife?
Pretty much, yeah. I have a James Bond room.
He has a James Bond room.
What?
Filled with manly things, yeah.
Filled with what things?
Manly things.
Like what?
Booze, guns.
James Bond stuff.
James Bond stuff.
Did you hear that they want to make James Bond a lady?
It's not James Bond.
No, right. I know.
They want to do everything to James Bond, but keep him James Bond.
Right.
I agree. Like, just make it a different thing, maybe.
Right.
Like, why
exactly.
Don't call it that?
Right.
I
exactly.
Am I not progressive enough? Millennial?
No.
Is that what it is?
Stay.
I don't know. I'm horrible.
But as a drinker. And as you're not.
I do nothing
as
for
a
fun.
Raging alcoholic.
Yeah. Like,
raging,
children has fun? My life is over. What are you talking about? It's misery. It's suffering. Motherhood is suffering.
So
right?
What happens when you go on the road? Where's the format though?
No, I just put him in a crate. The dogs. Is that what you, and then it's got a water dispenser and he licks it. Like a hamster. No, my husband stays home. We take turns.
We're never
out at the same time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You know, because I believe that's what society is moving towards, is more equality in parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband is totally capable of changing a diaper.
But so these two are the most spectacular dads I've ever encountered.
Good for
Mr. Mama.
People are like, well, your husband helps. I'm like, but he's not some dumb 1950s sitcom dad. You know, men have domesticated fire and invented quantum mechanics. I'm sure they figured out that elusive diaper change situation, right? Right? You're not some dope.
I can do it. I can even oil change.
Wow.
Tire change.
All right, that's
you can
it.
Blow your mind.
All right. Clothes change doesn't happen much, but all those other changes
hygiene.
Do.
Now, do you let your wife in the James Bond room or...
She chooses not to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She knows what goes on in that room.
Yeah.
What goes on in there?
All right. He's not using sticky tack to hang those pictures.
Steve, don't let out my secrets.
That is so nasty.
Some things.
Nasty.
Christina P. is appearing tonight for two shows at Punchline of Philly. You can get tickets by going to punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555.
And watch the video. She's touching her boobs a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
She's
not
spent
boobs.
The entire show adjusting her bra. So.
They're just, you know what? I'm breastfeeding, so these are not boobs anymore. These are just mushy, purple, big Aretha Franklin size mess. They're not even sexual.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Of course, you know this means war.
102.9.
Slaughter all who stand in our way.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.